Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
We want to hear your perfect day trips. I'm trying to get down to Eureka Springs next month for my birthday. Never been there. But what other cities could you hit up over a weekend?
Since you're willing to do kind of a long road trip, I love St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Right. I've never really done up St. Louis much.
Oh, St. Louis is so much fun. We're getting ready to do a one-day turnaround next week. We have an adventure plan for my daughter and one of her buddies. We're going up to see Panic at the Disco Tuesday night.
Nice!
We're going to leave out of here a little early enough, hopefully. We're going to do the downtown thing. We'll go to Union Station, go check out the square down the middle of Market Street, maybe go down to the Arch Museum.
Wow,
yeah,
nice.
St. Louis has got all kinds of fun little stuff.
So we love to go to Eureka Springs.
Yeah, I'm working on that. What is there all to do down there besides the Crescent Hotel?
So the last time we went down there, we saw an illusionist.
Oh.
That was pretty cool. They had it at night. It was like super dark, kind of spooky. We took a tour of the town, like we rode the tram. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They had an art walk when we were down there. And then, of course, like all the little shops. Like, I mean, you could spend your entire weekend just walking up and down the strip.
I've talked to a lot of people that have gone to Eureka Springs, and they all say that everyone is just so friendly and nice, and it's just such a cool town.
Yes.
What about the food down there? What's the food situation like?
They have a place called the Rowdy Beaver. They had some kind of like buffalo chicken tenders or whatever. My husband really likes those. He likes spicy food.
This is April. Tulsa, Oklahoma has Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's only 2.5 hours, and it doesn't even seem like 2.5 hours because you can go 70, 75 on the highway pretty quick. Yeah, I-44.
Okay, yeah, I would love to hit up Tulsa, and that drive doesn't seem bad at all.
You have to go see the Blue Whale if you go there.
The Blue Whale.
My friend. Me and my friend searched for probably 2 hours for this thing, and it was hilarious. It was out in the middle of nowhere.
What is it?
It's a big blue whale, and I don't really know the significance besides being something to do with Route 66.
Yeah.
That's all I know, but we're like, let's go,
Well, Lauren loves big things, so that's perfect.
It was fun, a little adventure for us.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.